KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies and 68 degrees in Atlantic. We look for some patchy fog this morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies today, a high of 76. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In the news, Shelby County Emergency Management Coordinator Bob Seibert reports a bridge on Redwood Road, located over the Dutch branch of the East Branch of the West Nishnabotna River, is closed now for about the next 10 weeks for work on a bridge replacement project. The bridge is between Monroe Townships 16 and 17. Emergency responders and others in the area needing to reach residences in that area should plan to take alternate routes. If you have any questions, you can contact the Shelby County Engineer's Office. A pancake feed featuring homemade maple syrup will be held in Pottawatomie County this weekend. Botna Bend Park, located outside of Hancock, will be the site of the big breakfast today from 8:30 until 11. Park Ranger John Fenner says your free will donation breakfast will leave you feeling full.
We'll have, of course, good hot coffee in the morning, orange juice, and then pancakes and pure maple syrup, and we get sausage from Gresslocker, and they donate the sausage every year.
Making homemade maple syrup is a process that actually starts earlier in the year.
Right after winter, late February, early March, when the trees are coming out of their dormant period, they start to bring up the sap from the ground, and it's all the stored food that they've stored in their roots, and they're bringing it up. And we tap the trees, and we're able to take some of that sap from them that has that sweet sugar in it and that good great maple flavor, and we are able to take some of that and boil it down and make syrup.
Fenner says it takes about 40 to 50 gallons of sap to produce just 1 gallon of syrup, and during the breakfast, tickets will be sold for the fundraiser raffle that will benefit the Children's Craft Program at the Botna Bend State Park, with the top prize being a handmade quilt created by Botna Bend Park volunteers. Other prizes include a jar of homemade maple syrup, a handcrafted bird feeder, and 2 chances for a free weekend of camping at Botna Bend. The tickets are $1 each, or 6 tickets for $5. Botna Bend Park is located at 42926 Mahogany Road near Hancock. You just take exit 40 off of Interstate 80 and then travel 8 miles south on U.S. Highway 59, and follow the signs to the park. If you'd like more information, you can give them a call at 712-741-5465 or check them out online at www.potcoconservation.com. Officials of the Cass and Audubon County Community Foundations are issuing a reminder to nonprofit organizations in the respective counties that the deadline to apply for the fall grant program funds is September 1st. In Cass County, $26,775 is available. Of that, $2,275 is from the Griswold Community Development Endowed Fund, and $500 is from the Triumph Endowed Fund for Cass County. In Audubon County, $39,770 is available for eligible nonprofit organizations. Of that amount, $2,500 is from the Leon and Iva Milliman Endowed Fund for the Exira area. $2,800 is from the Charles T. and Kathleen K. Manette Endowed Fund. Another $690 is being made available by the Audubon State Bank Stephen Garst Endowed Fund. $1,200 is from the Audubon Masonic Association Endowed Fund for the City of Audubon area. $490 is available for the City of Audubon from the Fred and Evelyn Nissen Endowed Fund for Audubon. And $490 is made possible through the Merle and Norma Peterson Endowed Fund for the City of Audubon. Only organizations providing services in Cass and Audubon County are eligible for funds in their respective counties. Those groups must be able to demonstrate broad community and county support and supply a copy of their 501c3 IRS determination letter. Application procedures and grant guidelines can be found online at www.iowacommunityfoundations.org, and after the org, you simply add /Audubon CEF for Audubon County or CASCEF for Cass County nonprofits. Officials of the Sam's Club Giving Program say they've awarded a $500,000 grant to First Children's Finance to provide finance and management assistance to child care businesses in Iowa and in Minnesota. In Western Iowa, the new Guided Growth Project will focus on child care growth and quality by offering community facilitation, child care provider training, and comprehensive business assistance to help child care providers grow and improve their business quality, viability, and sustainability, which leads to high-quality child care and education for all young children and their families. The program launches this month with a series of kickoff events. The purpose of the events is to get local child care providers, community members, and business leaders together to inform them of the opportunity. The kickoff events, hosted by First Children's Finance, Sam's Giving Program, and Child Care Resource and Referral, will be held here in Western Iowa on August the 19th in Clarinda, on August 20th in Council Bluffs and in Harlan, and on August 27th in Sioux City. For more information on the Guided Growth Project and specific times and locations for the kickoff events, go to www.firstchildrensfinance.org/guided-growth. And that link is under the same story on our website on KJAN.com. Click on the news tab and scroll on down. Elsewhere in the news, the Cass County Board of Supervisors on Friday approved the purchase of two new 2013 model year motor graders for the Secondary Roads Department. Their decision followed a report from County Engineer Charles Marker on test drives, fuel consumption, and other factors associated with a John Deere Model 770G, a Volvo, a Caterpillar 2013 12M2, and 2014 12M3 grader. Marker said his recommendation was based on the purchase of Cat 12M2s from Ziegler for a total of $287,352. That recommendation was based partly on his input from the motor grader operators in Cass County.
We brought two people in from each of our shops. Some of them are running a Caterpillar right now, some are running the John Deere, so we had a cross-reference on all of them. And we sat down and we discussed it after we opened the bids and they had a chance to demonstrate.
The operators discussed and created a list of pros and cons for each of the graders they tested, which included the ability to stand up and sit down inside the cab, the visibility of both a blade and behind the grader, whether it was equipped with a steering wheel or joystick steering and controls, along with other factors. When it came down to the nuts and bolts of each machine tested, Marker said the Cat 12M2 would use less fuel, and unlike the John Deere 770G, does not require an expensive fuel additive to make the machine EPA compliant on emission controls. Retired Council Bluffs Mayor Tom Hannafin has announced his candidacy for one of three vacancies on the Pottawatomie County Board of Supervisors. The Daily Nonpareil reports that Hannafin, who filed his election papers on Friday, said he wants to bring common sense back to county government. The 67-year-old said also his focus will be county spending and addressing the long-term care of county roads and bridges. Hannafin, who served seven terms, a total of 25 years as mayor, retired in January. Since Hannafin didn't file before the election or the deadline for candidates running under a political party affiliation, he'll have to run as an independent. A Democrat during his tenure as mayor, Hannafin said that county races should be nonpartisan, citing the Council Bluffs City Council as a nonpartisan board. Hannafin also said his move back into politics was influenced by several conversations about taxes and infrastructure with people in Council Bluffs, Carter Lake, and rural communities in Pottawatomie County. Christy Everett, first deputy director of elections for the Pottawatomie County Auditor's Office, said Hannafin was nominated by petition, which meant that he needed at least 100 signatures to be on the ballot. In late April, Hannafin said he had more than 500 signatures. Other county board candidates include Republican Scott Belt, Lauren Knaus, and Justin Schultz. No Democrats filed papers for the race. The filing deadline to run as an independent in the November 4th general election is August 27th. A man from Council Bluffs has thrown his hat into the congressional race as an independent candidate. The Nonpareil reports 42-year-old Brian Jack Holder filed his nomination papers Wednesday with the Iowa Secretary of State's office. Friday was the filing deadline for state and federal offices for those running as independents or on the third-party ticket. Holder says if elected, he wouldn't take a paycheck for those 2 years of service in Washington, except for a handful of signatures provided from a friend. Holder went out door knocking and met with small businesses as well as friends and strangers to gather 433 signatures to get on the November ballot. The minimum required number is 375. He joins three others seeking the third congressional district that represents Southwest Iowa, including Council Bluffs and Des Moines. The others are Republican candidate David Young, Democratic candidate Stacey Apple, and Libertarian Party candidate Edward B. Wright. Holder believes current congressional districts serve too many people. In the original Bill of Rights, he said it was proposed that congressional districts represent no more than 50,000 people, something that states have never ratified. And finally, in state news, the two major party candidates running for Iowa's 3rd District congressional seat have given short speeches at the Des Moines Register's soapbox this week. David Young is the Republican seeking the seat now held by retiring Congressman Tom Latham. Young emphasized his work the past 6 years as Senator Chuck Grassley's chief of staff.
So I've seen what works and what doesn't work, and you know a lot of it doesn't work. But I've seen what can be done and how to get it done.
Stacey Apple is the Democrat running in the 3rd District, which covers southwest Iowa. Apple emphasized that she might break the glass ceiling in Iowa politics.
Wouldn't it be nice to have a woman's voice in Congress that represents the state of Iowa?
Apple is one of two women from Iowa seeking seats in the U.S. House this election. Marionette Miller Meeks of Ottumwa is running against Democrat Congressman Dave Loebsack of Iowa City, the third time the two have faced one another on the ballot. Iowa voters have never sent a woman to serve in the U.S. House. Iowa is one of six states which have never had a female elected to serve in the U.S. House of Representatives. The other states are Alaska, Delaware, Mississippi, North Dakota, and Vermont. And taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Jim Stakey, age 68, of Messina, died Tuesday at his home. Funeral services for Jim Stakey will be today at 10:30 at the St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina is in charge of arrangements. Roseanne Thompson, age 76, of Manila, died Tuesday at the Crawford County Hospital. Funeral services for Roseanne Thompson will be today at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has the arrangements. Clara Wilson, age 92, of Redfield, died Monday at the Kavanaugh House in Des Moines. Funeral services for Clara Wilson will be today at 11 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter. Harold Pudge Powell II, age 46, of Atlantic, died August the 9th at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Memorial services for Pudge Powell will be today at 1 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Georgia Mae Jessen, age 74, of Anita, died Wednesday at Caring Acres in Anita. Memorial services for Georgia Jessen will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Anita has the arrangements. James C. Jackson, age 97, of Redfield, died Friday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for James Jackson will be this Tuesday at 10:30 at the Redfield United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Brian Feek, age 43, of Greenfield, died Wednesday at Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Brian Feek will be held Tuesday at 11 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. And Vernon Robert King, age 78, of Adair, died Thursday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Cremation has taken place, and a memorial service for Vernon King will be held at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic is assisting the family. Carmelita Flickinger, age 97, of Greenfield, died Friday at the Greenfield Manor. Funeral services for Carmelita Flickinger are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. That is a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.